This is Dr. Robert Gish dictating Hepatitis Web Study Course, Hepatitis C Online, Treatment of Chronic Hepatitis C Genotype 2. My name is Robert Gish. I'm a staff consultant physician at Stanford University. I also work in Phoenix, Arizona, teach at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, medical director, Hepatitis B Foundation, and vice chair of the National Viral Hepatitis Roundtable Executive Committee. This is an update as of October 4th, 2015. Treatment of chronic hepatitis C, genotype 2. Background and definitions. Initial treatment. Retreatment of patients with prior treatment failure. Disappearance of certain controversies and issues because of advances in therapy. And is there a need for future therapies? All these will be discussed. And finally, we'll have a summary slide and discussion. Treatment of chronic hepatitis C, genotype 2, background and definitions. The background is important because genotype 2 is the second most common hepatitis C genotype in the U.S. Up to 85% of patients have contraindications for interferon therapy. A small proportion of untreated patients are genotype 2 today. This is due to the historically high treatment rates and high cure rates in this patient population. On this slide, we're describing virologic responses with HCV therapy, on-treatment response, end-of-treatment response, and then SVR12, which is the equivalent of a cure, undetectable, less than LOD, less than detectable, and less than LOQ, 12 weeks after stopping therapy. Definition of SVR, or cure. What is the initial treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 2? The AASLD IDSA IAS guidelines 2015 provide treatment recommendations for the initial treatment of patients with genotype 2 chronic HCV. The recommended regimen in patients without cirrhosis is sofosbuvir plus ribavirin for 12 weeks. The recommended regimen for patients with cirrhosis is sofosbuvir plus ribavirin for 16 weeks. In patients not able to tolerate ribavirin, Declatosphere plus sofosbuvir for 12 weeks in non-cirrhotic patients and consider 24 weeks in genotype 2 patients with cirrhosis. Treatment naive with genotype 2 patients, chronic hepatitis C, the key studies include sofosbuvir ribavirin, fission, positron, and valence. And for declatosphere and sofosbuvir, the A144-040 and ALI2 study. Initial therapy, genotype 2, sofosbuvir plus ribavirin. What is the data that supports this treatment recommendation? Let's first look at the fission trial design. This included genotype 2 or 3 patients and sofosbuvir ribavirin, weight-based ribavirin, was compared to PEG plus ribavirin for 24 weeks. Soft ribavirin was a 12-week arm. Here we show the results of genotype 2 with sofosbuvir plus ribavirin at 97% SVR compared to 78% for patients with genotype 2 who received pegylated interferon plus ribavirin. Let's look at the positron trial design. This is important because it had a placebo arm for 12 weeks compared to sofosbuvir plus ribavirin. 270 patients overall in individuals who are not interferon eligible. Contraindications, or decline pegylated interferon therapy. Weight-based ribavirin was used. Here we've extracted the 109 patients with genotype 2 with an SVR rate of 93%. 101 out of 109 achieved cure. Again, remember, this is a PEG interferon or interferon not an option treatment study, a positron treatment. Placebo arm, of course, had an SVR 12 of 0%. Now let's look at the valence study. In this study, genotype 2 was allocated to 12 weeks of soft plus ribavirin. Now this included naive and treatment experienced patients. So we'll go over the extraction of those subgroups as we look through the data. Sofosbuvir, of course, at standard dose, 400 milligrams daily. Ribavirin, weight-based dosing. In those genotype 2 patients, there were 32, non-cirrhotic, 97% SVR, two patients with cirrhosis both achieved a cure, although these numbers are too small to have a definitive predictable SVR rate from the valence study alone. Let's now look at genotype 2, initial therapy with Declatosphere plus Sofosbuvir. This is looking at a study that included genotype 1 through 3 patients, but we'll extract those genotype 2 patients shortly. And this included Sofosbuvir for 7 days as a lead-in, interestingly, and then Declatosphere Sofosbuvir, another 14 patients with Declatosphere Sofosbuvir for 24 weeks. And a third group with Declatosphere, Sofosbuvir, Ribavirin. Again, the genotype 2 patients were clustered in that group. And interesting and importantly, this is a 24-week study as their first intake. Here we're going to take a look at the genotype 2 or 3 patients, treatment naive. Interestingly here, Declatosphere plus Sofosbuvir had 100% SVR rate. Patients who got triple therapy had a 86% SVR. Again, this is a cluster of genotype 2 and 3 patients put together. Now going to move the clock forward a little bit and talk about the ALLY 2 study. Here they decided genotype 1 through 4, treatment naive and treatment experienced. And they had an 8 and 12 week arm in this group. Declatosphere was dosed at 60 milligrams daily. There was a subgroup of patients who were co-infected in this group, HIV co-infection, and those patients who were on efavirenz and nevirapine had an increased dose of Declatosphere to 90 milligrams, and if they were on ritonavir-boosted protease inhibitors, it was decreased to 30 milligrams. So again, this is a co-infection study with genotype 1 through 4 and Sofosbuvir 400 milligrams daily. Declatosphere by subgroup was allocated to normal, high, or low dose depending on predicted metabolism or drug-drug interactions within this study. Let's now look at the results of the ALLY 2 HIV Hep C co-infection study and take a look just at genotype 2 SVR. We have 100% in the treatment-naive patients who got Declatosphere Sofosbuvir for 12 weeks and a lower SVR rate at 83%. When treatment was shortened to 8 weeks. So it looks like 12 weeks is really key here. Now the treatment experienced co-infected patients, Declatosphere, Sofosbuvir, for 12 weeks are only 2 patients, but both were cured. Now let's talk about hepatitis C genotype 2 retreatment of persons in whom prior treatment therapy failed. Let's look at the guidelines. Genotype 2 retreatment, recommended therapy is Sof-Riba, times 16 or 24 weeks. Again, this is prior treatment failure due to PEG, interferon plus ribavirin treatment, relapse or non-response. An alternative therapy is Sofosbuvir ribavirin plus pegylated interferon if patients are interferon eligible. So you really have to go back and take a look at why they failed pegylated interferon and side effects, then make a decision about whether you want to maintain an interferon-free regimen for their next treatment course. Genotype 2 retreatment guidelines. Prior failure with Sof-Riba. This is going to be recommendations to retreat with the Declatosphere Sofosbuvir plus or minus ribavirin for 24 weeks if not interferon eligible. Recommended regimen for patients eligible to receive interferon, Sof, PEG, RIBA for 12 weeks. On the AASLD IDSA treatment recommendation guidelines, criteria for interferon ineligible are listed here. There are a number of contraindications, and today in the U.S., very few providers are using pegylated interferon and opting for interferon-free regimens. Retreatment, genotype 2, chronic hepatitis C, key studies. Prior failure with PEG-RIBA, we're going to look at fusion, valence, lone star, and boson. And prior failure with Sofosbuvir-Ribavirin, we'll talk about retreatment of those patients as well. Here we have the fusion trial design, genotype 2, 3, 12 or 16 weeks, Sof-RIBA, almost 200 patients in this group with weight-based ribavirin. Here we have genotype 2 all, Sof-RIBA 12 weeks, 86%. Sof-Riba 94% for 16 weeks. In patients with cirrhosis, there was a marked difference, improved from 60% to 78%. Patients without cirrhosis, a very small difference between 96% and 100% SVR. This would support genotype 2 cirrhosis treatment experienced patients. Treat with soft riba for 16 weeks. Now we'll look at the valence study. This is 12 versus 24 weeks, but remember in this study, these were naive and experienced genotype 2 patients. We're going to look just at the genotype 2 results where 12 weeks of therapy was examined. Here we're looking at SVR12 for treatment experienced genotype 2 non-cirrhotic 94%, cirrhotic 78%. This is soft riba 12 weeks of therapy. Further support, genotype 2 cirrhotic patients to extend therapy to 16 weeks. Let's now look at the Lone Star 2. This is a blend of genotype 2 and 3, soft peg riba with SVR12 as the endpoint. And this is again treatment experienced patients and use combination of triple therapy peg base. In that Lone Star 2 study, we're looking also at very high SVR rates of 96% in those genotype 2 patients, 22 out of 23 patients. Lone Star 2 did a further dissection by cirrhosis status. Genotype 2 is on the left, non-cirrhotic 100%, cirrhotic patients 93% SVR. Bosun also proposed looking at a comparison of sofosbuvir ribavirin. Here they had a 16 versus 24 weeks. Then they had a triple therapy with soft peg riba. It's a very large study with nearly 600 patients, standard sofosbuvir dosing and weight-based ribavirin. This included genotype 2 and 3, but let's extract the genotype 2 data and focus on that specific genotype. Here, treatment experienced, compensated cirrhosis, soft riba 16 weeks, 87%, soft riba 24 weeks, 100%, soft peg riba 12 weeks, 94%. Very high SVR rates across the board, definitely getting a small increase with soft peg riba for that shortened 12-week therapy at 94%. Let's now look at retreatment of soft riba treatment failures with soft containing regimens. This is a blend of genotype 2, 3. Soft peg riba for 12 weeks versus extending sofosbuvir plus ribavirin for 24 weeks. Retreatment of soft riba failure patients with soft containing regimens. Let's focus on genotype 2, middle group. Soft peg riba 12 weeks, 100%. Soft riba 24 weeks, very low rate at 50%. Issues and controversies in genotype 2. Well, the controversies now really focus on cost, cost per cure, wholesale cost, retail cost, discounted costs, and this gives you some AWAC, average wholesale acquisition costs. Now, these are not real numbers because almost every health plan has a discount, and the discount can be in the 40 to 70% range, depending on the specific payer and provider. And it's important to think about the costs of managing hepatitis C, end-stage liver disease, death, liver transplant, and liver cancer. Here, we're looking at genotype 2, estimated medication costs for treatment-naive and prior relapsers. Again, AWAC costs are listed on the right side. These numbers are average wholesale acquisition costs, and healthcare systems may receive substantial discounts. A little bit more on issues and controversies. What is the actual discounted cost? Is there a need to wait for price competition? Cure rates as high as 96%. Are we over-treating patients by going 12 to 24 weeks? In which patients could we shorten therapy to 4 to 6 weeks to save treatment costs? Can we revitalize response-guided therapy or find pretreatment predictors of SVR rates that are high with shortened therapy? Can we defer or decline therapy? Or should we be treating all patients since we know there's an increased association with all-cause mortality, extrahepatic manifestations, different types of non-liver cancers? Stage your patients, think about their lifespan, determine compliance and adherence. IL-28B testing, as you know, is now obviated. Liver fibrosis staging is important, not necessarily just to allocate therapy, because we're really thinking about treating everybody today, but really to determine liver cancer surveillance strategies and define prognosis. Here we have a cost analysis based on cost per SVR, looking across different patient characteristics, regimen options, and different SVR rates. How is the cost of therapy impacting treatment decisions? Treatment regimens that are under study will be looked at next for genotype 2. Unlikely is ladipivir, sofosbuvir, or ambidisvir, paratapervir, ritonavir-based therapies. Likely options will include Abbott's 493 plus ABT 450, possibly regimens containing 5816, the new Gilead pan-genotypic NS5A inhibitor. Treat now or defer therapy is a discussion that will take place in your practice with your patients, your colleagues, and other providers. Factors favoring urgent genotype 2 treatment today: low platelet count, large spleen, large portal vein. Normal spleen size should be under 12 centimeters and portal vein under 12 millimeters. Presence of esophageal varices, synthetic dysfunction or decompensated disease, and very importantly, look in all of your patients for cryoglobulinemia. Simple, inexpensive test is a rheumatoid factor. You can check complement, check a quantitative cryo, although many labs do not perform that test correctly. Summary points for treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 2. Genotype 2 is highly responsive, in most cases, to 12 weeks of an all-oral therapy. Relatively little retreatment data is available since the SVR rates have been so high in treatment-naive patients. Genotype 2 studies will move forward with new therapies, although we're expecting small studies and some incremental gains, hopefully shortened therapy. It will be difficult to enroll large studies required for licensing trials. Pan-genotypic drugs will include genotype 2 or just on the horizon. This is a slide deck from the University of Washington's Hepatitis C Online and Hepatitis Web Study Project. Go to Hepatitis C Online, hepatitisc.uw.edu, and the Hepatitis Web Study Program, departments.washington.edu, HepStudy. This has been kindly funded by a grant from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thank you.